This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
And the baseball team stink. It's too early to get into the football. How's your chest doing, BT?
I don't know what, dude. I mean, it's okay.
You showed me that welt yesterday.
I was, you know, I didn't realize. I mean, for those of you that's like, what is Sal talking about? Francesca almost killed me. And the funny thing is, when I get home, my wife says, you sure he didn't plot that out?
Wow.
From that argument that he and I had years ago?
Mike and I were riding together.
So you plotted things out?
I heard Gio mention that before, which was funny.
God almighty.
Said, Sal, I tried. No, I didn't even see it.
Sal, we played, I tried. That's a funny line. I did not hear Greg see that.
It was funny. We had fun. We had such a great day yesterday playing golf with Fred Tess. We'll get into the sports in a little bit, but I do want to start with this and have some fun. We had such a great day. Man. UB, JJ, Fred Tess. And I didn't even see it. I'm off to the side looking for my ball. Who knows where I hit it? And I come back up, and BT's like, dude. I'm like, what? Because you missed it. I'm like,
you missed it.
You missed it. And you were like stoic and serious. Like, Mike almost killed me.
Honestly, this is not an exaggeration. I mean, it could have. He really could have killed me. So let me give you the visual here. Right now, where were you at this point? Did you even see it?
No, I didn't.
I didn't think you saw it.
The green, the hole in the green. So I was to the left of that.
Okay, some kind
of bunker.
Yeah.
I was running down there trying to get my ball, whatever, and pick it up and probably drop it on the green. And I guess the three of you.
Yeah.
Where were you?
Okay,
you
so that, I just hit. I want to know okay. where you are.
I thought that's where. Okay.
So Mike is in a green side-ish bunker.
Right.
All right. Now, the people that I've told the story to, they're like, you've played enough golf. Why are you standing right in front of him? I wasn't. It was a bad shot.
Okay, so he hit Mike a little bit sideways?
Yeah, he did. So if Mike is, let's say, I try to do this in terms of a clock here. Let's say that Mike is at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the green is at 12. Oh, the pin is at 12. And he's trying to come out of a bunker, okay, fire something there. I'm off at 3 o'clock, minding my own business.
Oh, I hit a little sideways.
I want nothing to do with 6 o'clock or 12 o'clock. Me and JJ, or because we're getting ready to putt.
Oh, you guys were zigzagging all day long.
Well, that's what happens when you find the green a little before you guys do.
Mike's good. So you guys play east-west golf.
So we're marked and we're getting ready to putt. And you are in the other bunkers, you said, probably more like 9 o'clock, okay, in relation to the pin. I'm off to the side minding my own business. And Sal, when I didn't know if I got shot by a sniper. I didn't know if, now, my first thought would have been somebody on a corresponding fairway or green, or tee, pardon me, hit me. But it was, I mean, it's such a beautiful place. Nobody was really out there playing, right. So it couldn't have been somebody else's ball. So, I mean, it hurt. I don't know how I didn't go down.
Plus,
I really don't.
It was freezing.
Yeah.
You, you guys picked the worst. It was like windy. November. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was kind of like Scotland or England. And it hit me. And JJ's like, what was that? And I'm like, I don't know. And then Willie's like, you all right, man? Like, Willie couldn't be any more casual. Dude, you okay? I don't know. Let me make sure this didn't hit my heart. And I'm gonna need, you know, to be resuscitated soon. But as the day went on, and it was a Hazel laser.
Yeah.
As the day went on, Sal, and JJ and I were texting about this because he saw it. You didn't
see
it.
And I didn't even get the story yet because we were playing the rest of the way. Like, you were kind of like, Mike almost killed me. And then I was like, what? And then I was getting the details from Willie. And Willie was like, oh, dude, a couple more. And I'm sorry, but we were dying laughing.
I get it.
A couple would have busted his teeth in his face.
I would have laughed, too.
I don't know why that's funny.
It is funny because it didn't happen. If it would have happened, it would have been, honestly, I would have been airlifted to Lord knows where, because I'm not exactly even sure where I was on Long Island.
So you were not watching Mike shoot?
No, I was in the middle of a conversation.
Did
you put that on me?
Well, because I was thinking, like, why didn't you either, A, try to move, and then JJ, I might have texted
you. Try to move.
And JJ goes, to be fair, you didn't really have much time to move.
Try to move. This wasn't a can of corn. This was a dot.
I get it, but or if you see it coming at you, you know, put your arms up and
protect. I'm not Rocky. I don't have that kind of reflex to. Sal, when I tell you this thing, I don't know what the exit velocity was on this golf ball. But it was like a Giancarlo Stanton rocket.
What was my good exit velo for Mike? Was four yelled?
I didn't hear it. Okay. Now, I'm not going to put this on Mike's doorstep. To be fair.
Now, I have another question after
we'll
that.
We'll get to all the questions. I'm sure you do. We'll get to some of the other highlights. We had a blast, man. Course is awesome. Mike hits the ball straight.
He's the best.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I told you his game is good. Even in that those conditions were.
Good scout report.
I've never played in such. Now, I don't play a lot, but the wind yesterday.
It was windy.
Was out of control.
Willie said there were like three clubs.
Willie the caddy. We should preface
that. True. Yeah. Not Willie Randolph. three clubs. You had a club up three times, something, because generally we were going into the wind. Anyway, I didn't hear wind. Number one, it was four. Number two, I don't know if Mike even yelled it. I mean, sometimes you hit a shot like that. Again, Mike did hit the ball straight, but sometimes you hit such a bad shot that you're stunned because it's so out of, like, your body's not used to that kind of a skull sideways. Right. So I was not watching. It was not the 17th hole where Mike's coming down the stretch at Augusta trying to beat Tiger.
Right.
I was having fun with JJ.
Right.
So I'm not really locked into his shot, and I was way, way away from danger, or at least I thought.
Right, so now the money question.
Good.
And by the way, this was early on. Like, this was what, hole four or five, something like that?
I think it was about hole five or so. Okay. And it snapped me in. Once that hit me, I started playing great.
Oh, this is so fun.
Good.
So what was Mike's reaction afterwards?
I think his real reaction may have been, damn it, I missed. Now, listen, all jokes aside.
Did he apologize? He didn't say anything?
I got to be honest. I didn't look rattled, but for about 2 minutes after that, I was kind of in my own head like, that could have been really bad. So he may have apologized. I'm sure he did. He didn't even know. I know I told him. I said, Mike, did you see what just happened? And he goes, no. And I also kept them from probably getting a nine on the hole because it hit my chest and it knocked right down to the green.
You guys are scoring? Mike was scoring. Man. I wasn't checking in with
him. Well, I got the over-unders. We'll get to that.
Did you actually score?
Yes.
Oh,
well, JJ
on.
Scored his.
Okay. So then you and
just I had on my phone. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I kind of lost track for you, so I couldn't really score for you.
Yeah.
I tried.
I don't pick it up and drop. Like, by the back nine, I was like, I'm done with this. Just get to lunch here and go talk to
you. You did say that. And what did I say? Sal says to me on about 15, or he's like, good, only a couple of more. I'm like, good, I want to play 36. What do you mean good? I want to stay here all day.
I will say that.
The course was awesome.
I understand how people get the bug, because when you do play, it is a lot of fun. It was a great, but like, that's high-end playing at Mike's club, a great caddy.
Sure,
like,
sure. The caddy made it a lot easier.
Going to the public course, walking with your clubs or whatever, to me, he's not.
I agree. That's why I don't walk.
Yeah. I mean, I showed up. I didn't have any balls. And I'm like, Mike, so you guys need anything? I was like, yeah. I mean, I ordered from Amazon.
You told me this on the practice range. He says he ordered bowls. Now, again, we're playing Thursday. You put you clicked enter on Amazon on Wednesday
night, hoping for an overnight delivery from 4 to 6 a.m. And it wasn't on my doorstep by the time I left at 6. I was like, oh, it probably was in the mailbox. Now that I think about it, because when I came home, they still weren't there. I was like, what the hell is going on? They left it in the mailbox.
They did leave it in the mailbox.
Mike's like, whatever you need, whatever. What kind of bowl you use? I'm like, Mike, whatever bowl, like, whatever the cheapest there is. I don't care.
But you can't buy them at a country club. He's like, you can't, no money.
I'm thinking, I'll go to the pro shop, put it on my credit card.
Why wouldn't you think that? And then he comes back with six,
and I was like, six? I don't know if this is going to get me through 18. Like, I lose, you know. Now, Willie, obviously great caddy, so he changes everything.
But my point I don't usually like playing with caddies. He was great.
The point is the anxiety that I have is in losing the balls or, God forbid, hitting Mike. Like, Mike doesn't give a crap. He'll drive up. I'm like, all right, I'll play this off to the side of you, whatever. And then he's kind of in the line of fire where if I hit a perfect shot, it's not going to touch him.
I'm not going to hit a perfect shot. Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you a question. All right, so let's say Mike killed me yesterday. Let's say I die on the green. God forbid.
Dude, like a temple
shot or a throat shot or a nut shot. I mean, just say that I die.
You were down for the out, yeah.
Does Mike come to the funeral?
I thought you were going to say, does Mike come in and do the show with me today?
does Mike come to the funeral?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, man. You know, and as the day went on.
Maybe.
I really did think about that. I know Recco took one off the noggin, off the tree. We've heard that drop many times.
Yeah.
Sal, like, if that ball, again, you didn't see it.
I know.
If that ball hits me in the face, I think I've got major reconstructive surgery. No teeth. I mean, the more I think about it, it's actually terrifying.
The three things that make it funny. No, I can't. And I was laughing like all last night. Every time I thought about it, I was like, Jesus.
I know.
Because luckily we can laugh about it. But the three things that to me were the funniest was when first you told me, I'm coming back, you know, with the ball, walking to the green. Like, dude, I'm like, what? What happened? Mike almost killed me. You missed it. Hit me right in the chest. I'm like, and then you showed me the welt. And it was a little red. And then the second part was Willie talking about it, because Willie's just a fun-loving caddy.
Yeah, Willie don't have a worry in the world. I like that.
And he's saying it with such a smile on his face. Like, oh, he's like, that could have been bad. It would have broken his teeth. It would have messed up his whole face. And I don't know why, but he's saying it. I guess he's like, we wouldn't be here right now. We'd be out of here. And I'm like, what?
They would have had to airlift me.
And the third.
It's not like, let's call the ambulance and just meander. There would have been a chopper.
And the third part, and this is my favorite. No, just
what?
Just the fact that Mike just.
What?
That mic just keeps plowing through like that.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. Are you okay? All right, good.
You're right. What were you doing standing there?
Yeah, no, that's what he said. Why were you standing there?
Oh my God, I don't know, Mike,
because I'm 25 yards out of your view. And it's your course, and I thought you'd get out of the sand clean. Like, that's why I'm standing here.
I feel like
here.
If you hit
Where you want me to go?
If you
Behind
hit,
you?
If you hit JJ, or I hit you, or JJ hit me, or whatever,
yeah.
It would not have been as funny.
I know, because
Mike
hits me. But no, really, like, and the funniest part is with my wife's reaction. She said without skipping
a
beat.
You told her?
Yeah. It's not like I texted, I almost got hurt. Whatever, I'm fine, I'm playing. But I told her when I got home, and she said without missing a beat, man. She goes, you sure that wasn't on purpose? Because of, you know, and for those who don't know, Mike and I had this one epic blow up. I mean, and it was a blow up years ago here when I was doing national and he was still here. And obviously, we've made amends. He invited us to play clearly.
Well,
and I respect, you know, Mike and I have had a pretty good relationship before that. But and she's like, I think he was trying to take you out. And she kept saying it over dinner. Like she said, because Colt was saying something, my daughter was saying something. And she said it like four times. Finally, I looked, I said, I heard you. I got you.
Oh,
I heard
God.
You.
Dude.
Now, I also have to say that Sal.
The first day we
Sal piped his first shot.
Yeah.
His first shot. He's also playing with a square driver.
Well, it's a driver. What do you mean it's a square driver?
It's a square driver. I remember.
Is it legal? I don't even
know. No, I don't mean it like that.
It's not huge, but yes. It's not the conventional shape.
And I admit, and I talked about this on the air, like, and it's not so much because of Mike. I just, when I play with people that haven't seen me play, I'm like, just get off the tee and start the round and just get the train going. What happens? I dribble one off the tee, 13 yards.
I'm JJ like, led us off, right? And he screwed up.
He did. Yeah. That made me feel better. No offense, JJ.
And then you went and screwed up.
Yep. Yeah. He hosled one. I dribbled one. You absolutely
and then
screamed
I went up there.
One.
Yeah. And
you rinsed
was,
it.
Yeah. And
you
was
did.
Like, oh, thank God. And then from there, it was all downhill.
You know, you had a couple good drives.
Yeah.
That was. You had a couple good drives.
Well, that's my strength because I used to do that as a kid, whatever.
Go to the range?
Yeah, go to the driving range and just pound them. So I don't play nearly enough, but it was fun. Two observations before we get to the calls and we get back to the sports. By the way, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you, at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I mean, look, thank God you didn't get hit
thank
in the face.
Thank God.
God, that was funny, man. Every time I think about that, I'm going to laugh about it.
Mm-hmm.
One, JJ.
Yeah.
He sits over the ball and dances way too long before. Like, get up and let's go.
He's a little Sergio Garcia, Bethpage, early 2000s.
Now, he's
with the
good.
Waggles.
He's pretty good.
He
I
takes
love
his time.
I'm just saying, like, it's one observation that, like, I get up there. I think I don't even really do a practice shot. I'm like, let's just keep it moving.
Yeah,
it wherever it goes, it goes. He's sitting over it.
He does.
And then
he hovers, doesn't he?
And
he hovers. And he kind of adjusts his hands.
Oh,
and it's
God.
The club face is off the ground. He is a trip to ride with. He is a fun guy to play
with.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Great guy.
And then for you, you remind me. Now, I'm not saying this in a bad way, good way, I don't know. But your swing and pre-ball approach reminds me of Charles Barkley.
The hell out of
no,
you,
no,
Charles
I'm serious,
Barkley.
Where Barkley has the...
Wait, hold on. No, let me stop before it's out.
Yeah.
He prefaces it with, this is not a good thing or a bad thing, but your swing looks like Charles
no,
Barkley.
No, because I know...
How am I supposed to take that?
I know that Barkley, there's a negative connotation
for
there.
Sure.
But you do a thing where, like, you get to it, and then you kind of go down.
Uh-huh.
And if you watch Barkley, it just reminded me of that. I don't know if it's... It just reminded me the one time that I've seen Barkley play, wherever it was, those things that they tell
yeah, like
about.
Out Utah, one yeah. of those big events. Yeah,
your swing converted righty. Not every time.
Uh-huh.
Off the tee is where
off
I noticed.
Off the tee is where I'm thinking the most.
That's where it is. Off the tee is where I noticed you have that little Barkley, like, you. I don't know, you line it up. Now, you had some bombs yesterday. You and JJ settled down in the back nine. I will say that.
We got I said at one point to JJ, I said, we're on about an hour and a half heater. I mean, we're piping shots, man. And yeah, I don't know where you were on the course.
That was awful.
I met you on the green, and it was fun. Mike was hysterical. And then, of course, at lunch, we get to the captive audience, where we get some of the stories,
God,
you know, backwards.
There's
some we can't say. Steinbrenner stuff. Mike and the Mad Dog stuff, FAN stuff. It was just phenomenal.
He's the best. That was such a great day. Thanks for having us, Mike.
Yep.
And Willie as well was awesome. That was a great day. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Mike is in Oceanside. What's up, Mike?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
What's up, Mike?
Let me just get a couple of points in and just listen for a second. BT, I take you as, I would think that you're a pretty stylish guy, but that hat in the selfie, you look like an extra from The Sandlot.
Oh, that's hysterical.
And hold on, hold on. And then Sal wearing a jacket that says, Sal Licata, like, if Sal, please return. And then, even though it wasn't nice out, did you guys have to wear sunglasses with Mike's teeth?
Oh, see, this is where people...
Thanks
for the call, Mike. This is where people get nuts. Why do you care what BT's wearing or what I'm wearing or what Mike's doing in a picture? Come on.
The funny thing is, though, he's right about me with that hat.
Well,
It's a new... they sent me at St. John's, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not a hat guy. Like, I don't really wear a hat when I play golf. I'll wear one of those...
The top is soggy in that new hat. That's what he was saying there.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, he's not wrong. It's a unique looking hat.
And the same thing with me. But honestly, I didn't get dressed in the morning thinking about what morons on social media were going to say about my shirt.
100%.
I knew it was cold. So I wanted kind of a nice quarter zip. Like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to wear a hoodie on the golf course.
We wore shorts, though. We toughed it out.
I did. Yeah, they were both
the midday
wearing
show
pants.
Sacks it up. We're wearing shorts.
I didn't want to wear pants. Like, it's a
summer.
Well,
they did. Mike did and JJ did.
And honestly, if I knew how cold it was going to be, maybe I would have.
Really?
I don't even think I actually have pants. Like, I don't own...
Like golf pants? Like, well, you got, like, khakis or something.
No.
Like
that. That's
really?
What I'm saying. I don't wear that. I usually wear either jeans or whatever. So, point is that, I wore the Islander thing. Ledecky sent over us
the
all
50th anniversary
three
one.
Quarter zips with our names on it.
Yeah.
What, am I supposed to black it out for the stupid picture? I mean, come on, Andy.
Photoshop it, Sal.
Andy is in Comac. What's up, Andy?
Andy.
Hey, don't, guys. What course did you play?
It's called Sands Point.
Lake Road, So, BT, I had a similar situation about a year ago. I'm playing golf. I'm on one side of the green. The guy I'm playing with was a stranger. I didn't know him, but he's on the other side. He figured he's just going to do like this little, excuse me, flop shot or a little easy chip. So I'm in the fog. I'm just looking at the trees and I'm paying attention. Next thing I know, boom, stars. I was literally almost knocked out 100 miles an hour into my head. If that thing was down another foot, you know, another 6 inches, similar situation.
Yeah.
You know, facial reconstruction. And I literally probably had a concussion for a week. So the point, the moral of the story is you got to literally either be parallel behind the guy or always pay attention.
Yeah.
I think always paying attention is the key, Andy, and thank you for the call. That's a scary story there. Who knew golf was as dangerous as the NFL? Like, should we be wearing helmets out there with certain people that play? Like, I do think, BT, and when you're playing with a foursome where you're not really, like, intense, we're not gambling on these holes, like, we're out there to have fun.
No.
So in that setting, though, you can have multiple people all over the place and just
You can lose sight of what's going on.
And that's kind of what we had yesterday where one cart's up there. And
yeah, for sure.
You really should be more careful than that, probably.
I agree. You know, but even if I was paying attention, I wouldn't have been able to deflect it. I mean, listen, I'm just trying to describe if somebody took a... Now, a golf ball compared to a baseball is just so much harder.
Right.
It is. There's no... Not that there's a lot of pliability with a baseball,
but... I'd rather get hit in the head with a golf ball than a baseball.
I'd rather take the baseball. No question about
it. Really?
Yeah, at the same speed.
I've taken a baseball in the face as a young kid. It scarred me forever with that one.
Well, you might get a scar.
Not literal scar, like mental.
If you were me yesterday, that may have scarred you forever. So, if I was paid... It's not that I wasn't paid attention. I wasn't, but that's not my fault. But imagine somebody taking a golf ball and running, and somebody that's got a good arm. I don't mean somebody's going to throw a lollipop. That runs with a 15-yard or 15-foot head start and cocks it back and throws it literally as hard as they could and then tack on 50 miles an hour. That's how hard the ball hit me. Dude, honestly, man, like... I'm very lucky.
We are all very lucky that nothing serious happened. We are all very
Now, did you get a laugh out of this when you and Mike get back to your car? Because JJ and I wrote together.
We never talked about it. I swear.
Oh, you didn't talk about it after. You just plotted it out together before is what you did.
I'm not denying that. But no, we never. I brought it up with Willie and that was it. I didn't want to bring it up with Mike. Like, what happened?
He couldn't care less. What? Mike, no sweat off his back. Hey, where's my ball, Willie?
Didn't hit you. Okay? You're lying. It hit the tree. No, that was
what
a great day, though, man.
It was awesome. We got to get a fan outing. We really need to. I don't know why we don't have a WFAN golf outing.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, where everybody's there. We do the shows from a golf course, and listeners are there, and we go nuts. What's the problem?
I'm just happy to have a WFAN job. You want to get to the golf outing? Who's going to be invited to that outing? All right, BT and Sal on the field. We'll get back to the hard-hitting sports stuff, as always, when we come back. 888-808-1019 is the... Yeah, they're both just... I'm ready for football season. If you live in New Jersey, your electricity rates are going up yet again. If your current cooling system is over 15 years old, get ahead of that rate increase now with a new high-efficiency Carrier AC system. There's only one company to call. My friends at Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's air conditioning experts, and they have been for decades. Take it from me. You'll save money and stay cooler. These guys are true experts. Contact my friends now at EdisonHVAC.com. That's EdisonHVAC.com. Do you know what type of balls Mike was hitting yesterday?
I don't.
Just lift down your shirt. Let me see if I could read the...
the imprint. I don't know. No, it probably... No, imprint. Pro B1's the best.
Titleist, too.
It was a Titleist.
I can read it in your chest. All right, BT and Sal, all the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We welcome in our host yesterday, one of the great days that I have had. I loved it. We talked about it. What's up,
you
Mike?
Guys, hey, Mike. First of all, neither of you is ever getting a job doing the PGA, okay? I can tell you that right now, okay? Because your depiction of what happened yesterday was so wrong that it so misled the audience. It is unbelievable. You would have thought I almost killed this guy from 10 yards away.
He did.
Listen, here's what happened, folks, and I'll give you the depiction. First of all, they don't know what hole it was. It was number six.
Okay. Okay.
It is an uphill, elevated green, which they didn't tell you, that is surrounded by two massive bunkers on the left side and the right side that are over the player's head. Okay? So when you are where I was, which was about 2 feet behind the left bunker with a terrible downhill lie on a wet golf course. So I had a difficult shot, which I was trying to hit into the right corner because it feeds everything back towards the hole because I know the hole. So what happened, though, is I figured Willie, who's the best caddy in the world, okay, the best, told those guys, beware because of where I was. I didn't realize that. Well, first, JJ and BT are always talking. So you got to understand that. They never stop talking.
They were social.
They talk while they swing. They talk during their swing. Okay? So they never stop talking.
Yeah,
either one of them.
True.
That is true. I mean,
that's true.
Willie's like, can you get these two guys to be quiet and play golf? I said, I'll talk to them. I'll talk to them. So they never stop talking. But here's the thing. It is a completely blind shot for the golfer. For me, I am about 28 yards from the green, from the hole, on hitting straight up in a bunker that is over my head that I can't see any part of the green or any part of any player. So okay. I hit a shot, which I did not get my club completely on, so I stalled it. So it was a line drive, which they depicted. And I had no idea that it hit anybody because when I went up there, I said to Willie, where's my ball? He goes, there. I said, how's my ball there? And then he said, did you see the ball hit me in the chest? No, I didn't see anything. I'm hitting a blind shot. I can't see the green. I can't see any of the players. How do I know? So I didn't react callously. I had no idea you got hit with the ball. I didn't see it. I couldn't see it.
Oh, I'm crying.
So did you make the putt?
I can't see anything. So then you said you got hit with the ball. I didn't know if it hit you in the foot. You said it hit you in the chest. I didn't know if it hit you hard, soft. I had no idea.
Yeah, well,
I never saw the shot. It's a blind shot.
I got you.
So well, I could not see it in any way. So the idea that I just callously went on and played after hitting you terribly and almost putting you in the hospital
which is such absurdity. It's ridiculous.
No, it's not, though, Mike. That would have killed me, Mike. That ball was skulled.
Come on. It didn't come close. I'm with you, Mike. It didn't come close.
Of course he is.
This is the greatest. This is the greatest. I'm glad he wasn't in the war. This is the greatest overreaction I've ever heard in my life. It's unbelievable. I didn't know he was at death's door as he continued the round. It finally woke him up because after that, he at least got the ball in a fairway. I mean, it actually helped him.
Yeah, and about 70 yards past everybody else.
Mike, did you see little Charles Barkley in his swing?
Because
I know that.
Stop.
Hey, when you hit the ball long in golf, you guys are going to realize long in golf means nothing unless you're playing on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
Hit the ball in the fairway.
I'm trying.
Okay? Well, you guys are hitting it three fairways over when you're not hitting it out of bounds.
There were times, Mike, times when
The idea is not to hit it far, it's to hit it straight.
There were times when Mike and I were in the car looking at you guys like, what the hell hole are they on? You guys were zigzagging all over the
place.
That's
because Sal hadn't hit the ball. He was like rolling it next to mine.
Hey, Sal, what are you saying?
All Sal was thinking about is, can I get inside and get something to eat?
That's I was ready for that. The Rachel sandwich. I wanted to get those stories. That's where I go. I admit it. At least, Mike, I pick it up and play fast.
I'm sure you want to talk baseball, but I just wanted to say that I had no idea that the ball struck anybody because that is a completely blind shot.
Yeah.
Which you guys never mentioned that is a massively elevated green that is hooded with two hooded bunkers that you cannot see out of.
That is true. Well,
my shot came from.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I had no idea that anyone wasn't paying attention up there because you have to pay attention. But Willie couldn't get your guys' attention because you were always talking.
We were talking. So
Let me just give a quick scouting report of what I saw, and
perfect.
Then I'll leave. Okay.
Nice.
I also want to say this: when are the Yankees going to not melt when they see a decent team?
It's disgraceful.
Every time they play a decent team, they completely fall apart in every way. That you're lucky that last night that game wasn't 14. To three.
Yep.
Okay, I mean it was unbelievable how badly they played. But here's the point: tonight's the biggest game of the year. Freed has got to show that he can get back on track. He's been awful. Last 24 innings, he's given up 15 earned runs. Also, Yankees need this game tonight. If they lose this game tonight, this is going to be a rough weekend. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
So that aside, Sal has no idea what he's doing. Okay.
Yeah, I like this one.
As Willie and I were talking about, every swing is different. Every single... I said, Willie, can you give him a pointer? He said, every swing is different. I can't give him a pointer. Okay? But he did hit four or five perfect drives.
Yep.
I don't know how, but he did. He hit four or five perfect drives.
He did.
Jay has the best game. He's obviously played a lot more than you guys. He was very erratic, but he did get hot and had back-to-back paws, which were really good. Brandon's best shot was his second shot. His approach on six was a brilliant shot that hit about 4 feet from the cup on a very tough hole, which is six. It's a very narrow green, and he hit a great shot into the perfect spot to it roll to the green. And I don't know if he made the putt or not. I don't remember.
Because he
was so wounded, I don't remember if he made the putt. We had to revive him. After we revived him, I don't remember if he made the putt or not.
I missed it.
Okay, you missed it.
Yeah.
But he's switching from lefty to righty. I can't tell yet. Obviously doesn't play a lot. So it's very hard when guys don't play a lot. Plus, let me be fair to the folks. We played in a monsoon.
Oh.
We played in the worst conditions that I've played in years. It was a constant 35 mile an hour wind. I mean, it was three clubs, sometimes four clubs in your face. That's how bad it was yesterday. So they did play in terrible conditions. But I just wanted to say that this depiction of me hitting a shot and then sculling Brandon and then not saying sorry when I didn't even know I hit him is as outrageous. But that's okay. That's okay.
Well, I mean, you could have texted me last night. Hey, how you feeling, by the way? Just check it in.
I didn't know this was a mortal wound. Did you? How many hours did you spend in the hospital last night?
That's because I'm tough, Mike. I
put
sucked
some
it up.
On
that's
it.
Why.
You know, they don't make them like they used to, Mike. I mean, come on.
Sal would have been on the floor for a week.
2 weeks ago, in my foursome, and all four are pretty good players, one of our players who hits the ball longest hit the caddy in the face with the drive.
Jesus. Okay.
He never even said boo.
That's Willie?
Like me.
That's Willie?
Well, you didn't say boo. Today you're talking about how you were mortally wounded. That was an assassination attempt.
I got nervous when I was thinking about the alternate outcome here, Mike. It could have been a bad day. Bad.
Oh, hey, that's because when you're on the green and somebody's in a bunker, you have to pay attention, not be talking to JJ about whatever the heck you're talking about, which is what you guys were doing on everything.
They were slowing us down. We were trying to keep it moving. The guys behind us were catching up to us because JJ and BT.
Oh, they weren't. I watched. They never caught up to us.
There you go.
Well, I'm conscious of that. They didn't. And Willie and I always are paying attention to that. But we did say we got to get the guys on track. They're all over the place. But hey, you guys, we had fun, so I hope everybody enjoyed it. And, Brandon, send me the medical bills.
I'm going to send you the college tuition as well. I'm going to send you a bunch of bills here, Mike. Thank you, buddy.
Send me any college tuitions. I got three kids in colleges we speak. Okay?
I know.
That's enough.
You're the best,
see you
Mike.
Later.
That was awesome. Thank you, dude. That was great. Now I got to tell you what I take away from that.
He is right, though. We did leave that out. Like, in my mind, we're telling the story.
Yeah.
And I was running up the hill and then down the hill to get my ball and then back up to the hill to the green. It does make sense that what he was saying, like, that green was on the hill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he was hitting from a spot where he couldn't see.
I think that Mike thought that it was too callous of a description. Like, I make it seem like, Mike didn't give a rat's ass if I was
joking
alive or
about,
dead.
Like, yeah.
But hold on. Let's just hold on for one sec. Let's go back to how the conversation started when Mike just called us. Mike, it wasn't about, are you okay? Wow. And I don't need that. Close call. Oh, that was crazy. Mike had to make sure he told everybody that he had a bad life.
No, he wanted
why Mike scolded at a tough shot.
No, he wanted the accurate. He wanted the accurate description.
This, that.
Mike just wanted, and I don't blame him. He just wanted to give the accurate description.
Why don't you stop?
And then people could decide.
He scolded when he almost killed me.
People could decide what they want. Kenny, the truck driver, wants to chime in. What's up, Kenny?
Hold on one second. Let me put my headset on because I'm driving. Bear with me for one second.
Right, you couldn't do this before we were going to you, Kenny. But
okay, you there?
Yeah,
you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm actually in Kentucky. I'm driving an 18-wheeler right now.
Okay.
Let me tell you, that had to be the funniest thing I've heard in a long time. Sal, you are absolutely killing me. I got tears in my eyes listening to you tell a story of you and Willie talking about how
he I wish you could have seen it.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. That was funny. Oh, my God. You're killing me. Oh.
I think it's even funnier.
Luckily, we're okay, Kenny. Thank you for the call.
God. No, because Willie, who's probably seen everything on a court, and Mike's right, he is the best. He didn't break a sweat. Like, he wasn't even remotely concerned. And I don't need, miles of empathy or sympathy, either one. Just a modicum of, like, you okay?
Yeah. All right, but he didn't know. He was on.
You didn't even really give me one of those.
My favorite was,
I'm talking to you.
When you first told me, I'm like, what? And I'm,
talk about being out of it.
Because you were like, oh, man, he hit me. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? In my mind, I'm thinking, all right, let's suck it up and keep it moving here. I want to get to lunch. We're on hold six.
I'm just cracking up. And Mike is very accurate. It was a tough shot.
He comes up and goes, where's my ball?
I know. Yeah. You're going to have a chance to get down to two because I stopped it with almost my face. Otherwise, you would have been on the seventh hole.
Oh, God.
You know, and probably with the weeds, with the brush.
Now, and he did give an accurate scouting report, right? Of us golfing.
I don't think he gave me enough credit, quite frankly.
Oh, of course you don't.
I smashed some shots yesterday.
But he said you were.
And that needs to be said.
Okay, you did.
And it wasn't, so I'm saying.
Also erratic.
I understood.
I thought the back nine you guys played well.
Played very well, back nine.
But I would say that overall, there is no doubt who was the best of
JJ
the
had a really good round. So
I think Mike was the best of the bunch.
Well, Mike is pinned straight, knows the greens. I'm saying that Mike knows how to play that course. And Mike's got the cutting. Now, here's where I'm going to be fair. If we were on a different course that wasn't as open, I'm dead. Like, there were some shots where I could then take, like, a hybrid and then try to rifle it 220, which I did a bunch. But if I'm playing on a tight court, it's out of bounds. You're dropping. So the scores would have been through the roof. I will when we come back. I've got the over-unders that I set up through Vegas before the round. I'll let everybody know how we finished up with that coming back.
Oh, man. That was freaking great.
But, Mike,
great.
It was a bad lie. We know, Mike. It was a bad lie. I know.
Oh,
I know.
God.
Bad lie. Exquisite sand player. That's the only reason Mike's gold.
I am so glad we decided to open with the golf today. That is just made my day. All right, 888-808-1019. We'll get to the Mets and Yankees when we come back. The city's biggest indoor pickleball event is coming back October 10th and 11th, and it will sell out. Sign up for the fun or for the cash prizes. Go to 1010wins.com/pickleball for all the info. The pickleball tournament is presented by Nissan. At Nissan, we make cars that thrill. Experience the thrill for yourself today.
He's still laughing. You're still
Nissan.
Thinking about it there.
USA.com.
Yeah, that's so great that Mike called in. All right, this summer, stay cool and hydrated with the official water of Major League Baseball. Get the Yanks and Mets a little water. They can use some reviving here. Good God, they look awful. Primo Brands. He's still laughing as he leaves the studio. With Primo Brands water delivery, glad you can yuck it up, buddy. Your partner was almost dead. You get premium hydration from trusted brands like Poland Spring, Pure Life, and Saratoga as well. Right to your door, stock up or game there. Just keep everybody feeling well and refreshed. Whether it's still sparkling or flavored, something for everybody. The best part, you get to call the shots. So, whether it's a couple of cases or a full week's supply, Primo's flexible delivery fits your schedule. Step up to the plate. Step up to the plate, hydrate like a pro with Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What a rough one last night. Yikes. Ugh. All right, Wendy's still laughing.
Well, I was just thinking. came close to you not being able to see that performance last night from the Yankees.
How about that 9-run unanswered spurt by the Nats? We'll get to it all.
That either, right?
Jesus. Well, it's the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game contest here. BT and Sal, Wendy's, the official burger of the Yankees. So, the first one to identify correctly last night's turning point, give us a call at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326, and you receive two pairs of tickets to a 2025 Yankees regular season game, and it's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball, The Fan.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's been a fun show so far, BT. We'll get to the Mets and the Yankees coming up in just a little bit. We'll talk some football maybe later on as well with the Giants off their win last night. 888-808-1019. You have those over-unders that you wanted to get out there?
I do.
And I don't know why you thought to keep. You did this when I was off, the day that I was off.
When were you off? We were off Friday?
Wednesday. We were supposed to play golf Wednesday. We got rained out.
I just said we were off Friday. Today is Friday.
Today
what
is
am I talking
Friday.
About?
I know.
Good
I know.
God. Yes, I did. I think somebody asked me.
Okay.
Caller, like, hey, what do you expect the guys to do?
Yeah,
so,
okay.
All right, so I came up with these numbers, and I came up with Mike at 82.5 because I saw a video, I think it was Barstool.
Right.
He went out, somebody recorded him, hit the ball straight, hit the ball well, obviously knows his greens. I ticked it up a half a shot, so his scorecard on the video that I saw was 82. I made it 82.5.
Right.
He went over. I think he was high 80s, but the conditions were treacherous, and all kidding aside, Mike does hit the ball straight. He advances the ball. Mike's pretty good.
He might hit one bad shot.
Well, everybody, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But
he
for
did
the most
a good
part,
job.
It's right down the line, right in the fairway.
And Mike, and this is, I'm kind of jealous of this. I mean, obviously, you know, he's not going to hit the ball as far as he used to with a bad knee. Mm-hmm. You know, you lose some torque, whatever, as you get a little bit older. But Mike's got the kind of game that you could step on any course, and if you keep it straight, you could play.
That's fun. I wish.
I don't have that game.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so JJ texted me. He heard the segment the other day, Wednesday. And I've never seen, I know he loves the game.
Yeah.
I've never seen him play.
He plays a lot.
I know he does. A little different with the baby. Yeah. He's three and a half month old daughter.
Well, listen, everything different with the baby.
It changed
marriage
a lot.
Marriage first and then the babies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He said that he gave me 101.5. I thought that was a little bit higher for somebody who plays quite a bit. He went under for sure.
Yeah.
He
said it was the best round he shot this year.
He did say that to me in the card. I think he was 92 maybe.
Okay.
So he went way under. So if
what
he took
was yours?
The under, I made mine 96.5.
And?
I didn't count. I know I shot a 45 on the back and the front was not as good. I think I went slightly over. I could have been one shot under. I could have been one over. Neighborhood.
All right, so here's my question. Because, like, do mulligans count in this when we score or not?
That's the thing. I can't. If we have a mulligan, I'm going to make sure that the mulligan's applied and the bad shot doesn't count.
No, well,
I'm not there,
like,
to torture myself.
Yeah, exactly. Me neither. That's why I don't keep score. I'm saving the time. 8, 10, 8, whatever you want.
Yeah, I hear
you. Like, legit. Legitimately, to me, if the back nine especially, like if I'm not hitting it well off the tee, I'm out.
And I
started, you know, hitting a couple of dribbles. Like one of them, Willie's like, oh, I got your putter for you. And I'm like, dude, I've been putting this whole hole. Like I've been rolling them up.
He teed off with a putter. Yeah.
So I can't. And I was just got to a point. Don't worry about it, Mike. I'll pick the ball up and I'll just ride to the green.
Which is the way to play if you're having a rough day.
Exactly.
You know how to do that. So yeah. I had you and I was just blindly. I know you don't play. Yeah. So matter of fact, this the last time you played was with Mike last year, right?
A year ago, yeah.
Okay, 1 year. I put you at 103.5. Obviously, you went a little bit over. Here's the thing, though. Like, I think most people can relate to this. We'll get back to the calls, obviously. BT and Sal, 888-808-1019. To me, I've had some rounds where I've shot a good score for me because I putted really well and I chipped really well, but I didn't hit the ball great. I would much rather have the day for myself that I did yesterday where I was banging the ball around. Mm. Now, some left, some right, but eating up, you know, second shots, 200 yards, whatever, a couple of drives, 240-ish, 250 with some wind, and maybe not score the way I wanted to, but really feeling as if I was like that center face, like it's fun to hit the ball flush.
Well, that's the thing for me. If you're not hitting it flush, and I don't the majority of the time, it's not fun, which is why I don't want to play. And I know the more you play, like the reason why I do want to play, I loved yesterday.
Yep.
That was not easy for us because we're from Jersey to get to, we're living in Jersey, not from Jersey, but living in Jersey to get to Sands Point Golf Course.
8 a.m., not 10 o'clock. We teed off. We were on the first tee box at 8 a.m.
I was there by 7:15.
I was there at 7:25. Yep.
Now, so I had to leave my house at 5:50 in the morning. Like, I don't get up that early.
No.
And in that wind and cold that Mike pointed out, like, but to to hang out with Mike and you and JJ, like, that's what we love. The yes. camaraderie, I've done it mostly with Jerry, like, usually anytime we go with Jerry. Like that's what I love about it.
Yeah.
Hanging out, taking a golf course, having some fun, laughing. You know?
And ideally, that's when, at least somebody like, you know, me or you, we generally have a little bit more fun. I know I do. Like, if I'm not so wrapped up in, all right, what's my grip? What's my score? What I shoot on the front? Oh, back-to-back bogeys. Oh, what's going on? If I'm actually having a fun conversation, I had one beer. I had a Modelo. JJ had a Modelo. I'm surprised you'd have a Surfside out there, right? So it wasn't a drinking day. I mean, we had a lot to drive, a long distance to drive. But, like, to me, when there's conversation flowing and you're laughing, oh, yeah, let me hit the shot, boom, hit the ball, get back in the cart and kind of yuck it up a little bit, the less tense rounds are the best, and there was not an ounce of tenseness. Yesterday was awesome.
Oh, BT, that was so much fun. BT and Sal.
Mostly awesome.
awesome. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. I promise, we'll get your calls in here. I know you guys want to talk about the golf outing yesterday. We'll get to that, but also the Mets and the Yankees, another unfortunate day in New York baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.